Live for the Patreon only group, and then there's also Facebook Live for the just opening the free content live feed. All right, so if you are hit up the Patreon, or if you are hit up the PayPal, and you know you're in the WineCellarMedia.com supporters group, then you can go up in there and you can catch the full program. All right, good stuff is good. Bad cops are bad. No, wait, no, bad cops are good. Good cops are all cops are .
Whose names we know and some whose names we do not know. But I will tell you something. We have been here before. Now, the only difference is we got some company, Rev. We got our gay lesbian sisters and brothers with us this time. We got our Hispanic, Asian, Native American sisters and brothers with us this time. I think Dr. Reverend Martin Luther King said we may not have gotten here on the same ship, but we are in the same boat right now.
It's Free Thought Thursday in the wine cellar. Who took my glass? In Father Teresa's wine cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
Ricky,
this show is so reverse racist. This show is so reverse racist. This show is so black that Father Teresa makes me get a tan before I go on this show.
Yes. Excuse me. All right. WineCellarMedia.com. PayPal.me/Phoenix of William. Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. Charlemagne. Are we surprised that Charlemagne is a rapist? And it's like, oh yeah, of course the wine cell is going to cover it. Yeah, but you know what? That just makes it to where it's like, well then fuck that. Let's do it a little different. Let's cover how it's being covered. And let's actually just get right to that, alright? Let's just fucking jump right into the funky stuff. No need to wait for it. So, Charlemagne, Char Kelly, the rapist. Mm-hmm. Like, so I should do a diss track against him called Rape God and do it over Eminem's Rap God instrumental.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Niggas can catch these disses. Shit. Fucking whack ass rapist. So, yeah, we're actually. I'm wondering, man, I know 3 episodes in, I wonder if I might break the free feed, public feed thing. Because this shit's going to run long.
Yeah, this one we might have to make an exception for.
Yeah, just trying to fucking do this and do it right. So his victim, they use the word accuser, is being interviewed by this individual on a program called The Star Report. Like, this is all the show prep time I have. I'm learning with you. Yes. You're learning with me. Fuckface. Some folks may not know. Some folks, you know, because we got lefty heads that just know that socio-political shit. Charlemagne the Fraud, he calls himself God. I won't do that.
Right.
And he's, I guess he rapped. I never heard any of his records.
I think he only had one album.
Yeah, I never checked his shit out. And he hosts this radio program called The Breakfast Club. And they interview rappers, R&B folks. They've had Umar Johnson on there, probably talking about his Scoofo boys. Mm-hmm. You know, I thought Hillary Clinton was on there. Mm-hmm. You know, and he's one of them, you know, buck dancing coon for Hillary Clinton. Nice and friendly for her. Like instead of just saying, like, you're saying some corny shit to try to get to black people talking about hot sauce in your purse, he has to couch it.
Right.
Like, you know, there might be people that say you're just pandering. Nigga, you're just pandering. Say it. But Charlamagne the Fraud, a.k.a. Char Kelly. Mm-hmm. All right. Bill Charlesby. All right. This motherfucker. What? Yes, that's right. Okay. Phoenix is doing research. She's black.
I am, yeah.
You damn near leaning up against the wall. Niggas love armrests. So he does his little interviews with his little Breakfast Club program. And apparently he already talked about it. He was interviewed on another program.
He talked about it in 2013 with academics.
Which, some of these niggas are called DJs. I seen not a nam one of them scratch and mix. Like, yes. Nigga, you are a compilation producer.
Yes.
Fucking Christ. Yeah, all right, so he had already riffed about it, and apparently mm-hmm. niggas was still fan. If I had known about that shit, I'd have done an episode then.
Right.
And be like, oh, check out this rapist. Mm-hmm. But fucking, I didn't know about that shit till now, when the victim is like, yo, he's trying to, you know, get a little adjust ice.
Yeah, which we have to point out that this happened in South Carolina, and there is no statute of limitations on sexual assault and rape cases in South Carolina. So if the district attorney wants to reopen the case, they can do that. They haven't passed the statute of limitations here.
And, of course, the Children of Welsing crowd. I gotta do a Francis Cress Welsing episode. Mm. The Children of Welsing crowd, they're of course like, he was making too many big moves. They were gonna come get him. Then how come that didn't happen to Barack Hussein Obama? I'm pretty sure he made a fairly big move in the past decade. There was something he did. I don't know what. But some guy
did something twice.
Big moves. I don't even know what the fuck Char Kelly is doing.
Breakfast Club, nigga. Oh, and he wrote a book about something.
Oh. Well, that's outstanding.
He was going to buy NBC.
Fucking Christ. He I guess he was a radio host. He was going to buy Clear Channel, wasn't he?
He was going to buy Clear Channel.
And Radio 1.
Yes.
The both of them's.
Yes.
You fucking shitting me. A black man was making too many big moves, man.
He was actually going to steal Jay-Z shit. He was going to buy out Jay-Z.
I mean, Ben Carson was the first coon under the next president. That was kind of a big move. Mm. He's a coon, but that Ben Carson got a pretty big fucking job. Why didn't they come for him? Colin Powell made some pretty big moves. He did some things. Mm-hmm. Jay-Z. Well, Foxy Brown has mentioned it, but Foxy Brown didn't say the word rape, though. Like, so I don't want to put that in her face.
But also, Foxy Brown is Foxy Brown.
Oh, like, what's going on there?
As in, won't hit the enough respectability politics to be taken seriously.
Shit.
Like, you know what I mean?
Grimies.
Yeah.
Grimies. Yeah. All right, so fucking, so this is, the victim being interviewed on this program called The Star Report. And as I was looking through Twitter, because that's my fucking life now, I do show prep looking through Twitter. That is a shit show for your ass. I'm so used to reading articles, even journalists I don't like. I'm reading a journalist, someone who had to fucking fight to get a job to get paid to do this. I gotta go look at just any old body on the internet. Just, these are my thoughts that I think. You're yes. fucking just raw, just fucking vegan-friendly vanilla ice cream pouring out of your anus, and that's your fucking tweet. What? I gotta read all that shit. That's right. Vegan-friendly ice cream pouring out of your anus.
What and that's up? Something else about Charlamagne, too. Apparently he bragged about, like, beating up one of his exes.
I downloaded that video clip. Okay. That's that MP4 right there.
Oh, awesome. Excellent. Yeah. Yeah, actually, I'm irritated. I didn't get to do as much show prep on this as I wanted to, because what I kept seeing is people saying, well, they did a DNA test and it didn't match. And I looked through the court documents. I looked through, like, the investigative reports when this actually happened. I looked through what was available of police reports. I cannot find that anywhere. And that's actually what most of my show prep time was doing, was looking for that.
And you know what else? This is going to be ongoing, because you know who I'm looking for to speak up. I want to hear how Tariq Nasheed covers this shit. That's what I'm looking for. Because the thing is, Riki, he does two podcasts a week. Mm-hmm. And one is the goofy one with the Ism Radio, and one is his Tariq Elite, which is his more serious program. But he already did his Wednesday episode. So now I have to watch his YouTube page and check that like every 6 or 7 hours so I can catch when he does that, because he hasn't done it yet and he hasn't tweeted about it yet. But that's the guy I'm watching, because I'm looking for voices of influence.
Right.
Not just any fucking... I don't like getting on there and just being like, a bunch of people are saying, fuck people. The average person is average. That's why there's so many of them.
I see victim blaming coming from Tariq.
Oh, shit. I'm looking for the... I want to see how he... I know the... Because he's a child of Welsing.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to go with the black man making too many big moves. So I want to hear how he flips it. Because he has his own style. He has a uniqueness that makes me continue to follow his content and analyze and critique it.
I would see him framing it as you just... It doesn't matter how much you pay for crimes as a black man. You never get done paying. Because he already pled to a lesser charge for this case, and now it's coming back again. So she's just money hungry and coming back, and the courts are letting her do it because you can punish a black man as much as you want to.
Now, and also keep in mind, Tariq has taken up to casually saying no slut shaming. How many times do you think he's going to say thought within 15 minutes? Holy shit, the free Facebook feed went down.
No, that's fun.
The fucking application completely crashed.
Oh, bullshit.
Jesus fucking Christ. All right, well, I'll get the free feed back up while we start playing this joint with the Star Report. We've already ripped through enough minutes. All right. Ooh, wrong mouse. Hey, that's like working multiple devices. Woo! Came in hot.
Greetings, I'm your host, Star, and this is the Star Report. I have a guest tonight. Her name is Jessica, and she has a story to tell, along with the Sheriff's Department statements and court documents dating back to 2001 with respect to an alleged crime of rape with Charlemagne the God, a popular radio host by way of The Breakfast Club. Jessica claims that Charlemagne did indeed drug her and rape her.
Shit, I done had a rape charge before.
Oh, for real?
Hell yeah, I'm scared of that kind of shit. I don't even play them.
You got like a charge? How you beat that?
Because I didn't do it. It was a criminal sexual conduct with a minor charge.
That mean you would have had to like register for this.
Yeah, I was, right? It was the year 2000, 2001. I think I was like 20. I was 20 years old.
He was 20.
Also, it was, I don't know, maybe 2000. Nigga, that ain't some shit you remember. You ain't fucking remember when you almost had to be put on the fucking sex offenders list and go to prison?
Nigga, I entered a rap battle and got invited to a radio station on, I think it was around October 17th, 2001. Or 2000. It was actually 2000. In 2001, I ran away from the foster care house. I remember big events.
Yeah.
Rape charge.
Yeah.
I guess getting accused of rape isn't really a big deal. And it's just not, you know, hey, it's a Tuesday. Rape day. We all know that's coming up.
That just happens.
Yeah, tacos just, and rape.
You know.
I sound like a Donald Trump supporter. All right.
You do. Yeah, just, you know, everybody's done it. The fuck?
Mm. All right. And so what they're doing in this video clip, they're clipping back and forth between the rapist talking about the rape and the victim talking about the rape, which is, yeah, it's interesting to hear this without a courtroom around them.
Mm-hmm.
My cousin had just graduated from high school, and he had got a scholarship to Penn State University.
This nigga don't know if a motherfucker graduated from college or high school. Fuck it. 20, 22, college, 20, 22, high school?
Maybe 2000, college. It was a hectic time.
What's the difference?
university, and I had a party, and I had all of these chicks at a party. Like, I was doing overnights at the, I was working at D93 then. So I had all these chicks there that I met through radio, and, you know, chicks that my dude had known. So I used to see this, always see this chick with my dude. So I bought, you know, I invited her to the party. See, she was at the party and shit.
Wait.
Yeah.
Your guy is hanging out with high schoolers? Your niggas is hanging out with kids?
It's just some chick.
Your mans and them is hanging out with, what, a sophomore in high school?
All chicks are the same age, bro.
Your mans and them is hanging out with kids who aren't even old enough to go to junior prom.
Chicks.
Aren't even old enough to have a license.
She looked grown. She grown enough. She grown enough to wear that.
She grown enough for you to groom her without a lot of effort is what the fuck happened.
Yeah, well, like he's like Jay-Z or something.
Oh, he picked me up from my house. He picked up Malika and I from the house. On our way there, we made a few stops. We stopped at, I believe it was his parents' house because I met his dad and there was a couple of other family members in there. And we stayed there for a little while, left. Then we went to the gas station. By the time we got to the beach, it was dark. So it was really no pool party because the way he described it, you know, bring your bathing suits, it's going to be like this outdoor pool party, you know, fun in the sun type of thing. By the time we got there, it was dark and it was just a whole bunch of people inside the house.
You make reference in your statement that Charlemagne, he made Malika a drink. Did he make a drink for you as well?
He made both of us a drink, yes.
And it's your claim that the drink made you dizzy and it made you limp, made you pass out. What?
Well, okay, so Malika, she was drinking before I started drinking. She probably had a cup. I was just about finishing my cup. Before I finished my cup, she ended up just throwing up. So I went and got some towels for her, tried to wipe her off, and she was just sitting there like she was out of it, and he kept trying to give her more drinks.
Really? So he poisoned a child, watched her vomit, and said, here, have more poison.
Well, she spit the poison out, so you have to start over again.
Yep, it's not going to take the proper effect if it doesn't stay in, can't get into your bloodstream. And Sophia Loco was in the supporters feed and said, but it sounds like he's bragging. I got a bunch of chicks over, partying, you know. Yeah, like, make it rhyme and it's a fucking song.
Yeah.
A Rick Ross song, if you will.
Shit.
Mm-hmm. I drank down. About maybe 10, 15 minutes after trying to help her and clean her up, I got up because I just wasn't feeling right. I just, my head was just dizzy and I just felt funny. I could see and I could hear, but I just didn't feel like myself.
Right, right.
So I got up, and when I got up, it's like I collapsed to the floor. Like, I couldn't really move my legs or anything. It was weird.
Okay.
So I never felt anything like that before.
But at the same time, you were 15 years of age. You weren't supposed to be drinking. And I'm not saying that, you know, you were wrong. You know, whoever was, you know, in your presence, some type of guardian, they should not have been serving you alcohol.
Right.
Yeah. So,
you know, I'm 15 years old and I wasn't a drinker. I wasn't a partier or anything. But, you know, me and Charlemagne, we had built a friendship. We were actually friends. You know what I mean? I trusted him. And when I got there,
I don't know about you, but when I was 22, I was just hanging with 15-year-olds. Just what's happening, 15-year-old?
See, like, it's honestly on a level almost sad that she's even framing it like that, because all I'm hearing as an adult is nigga was just trying to groom you.
Yeah. Right?
Like, y'all wasn't friends. You were just accessible.
Like, I ain't even hang out with fucking, like, cis male teenagers, because they're fucking teenagers. What, like, they're going to talk about their new video game, and I'm going to be talking about my bills I'm paying and trying to get a promotion.
Right.
Oh, yeah, we were late.
I felt a little uneasy because it was just so many people there that I didn't know. It was really more guys than girls. It was me, Malika, and maybe two other females there.
Okay.
And he kept trying to get me.
Now, what was he saying? I had all these chicks. She said there's more guys than girls.
Mm-hmm.
Because they had plans.
Yeah, we know why.
Yeah, like, rape is never on accident, all right? Rape is never on accident, and every rapist is a serial rapist. Charlamagne, I don't think he might have Cosby numbers. It's not that hard to do.
I don't think he has Cosby numbers.
I think I said that a little too casually.
I mean, because, like, that's a very long time. He's not that old yet.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, Cosby been raping. Yeah, this is a fucking tough podcast to listen to.
It is.
Maybe this particular episode. But we've done these before, folks.
Me to drink, and I told him, I said, you know, I don't want anything to drink. I didn't feel good. It was just too much going on for me at one time with all these strangers. And he said, you can trust me. Nothing's going to happen to you tonight. Just, you know, have a drink. And so I said, okay. And he poured me a drink.
See, that's that shit that young women, girls keep falling into is you trust somebody. So you're like, oh, they're just trying to. No, they're not trying to be nice. They're trying to be predatory. They are doing something intentionally, knowing that it is going to hurt you. This is not your friend looking out for you. This is someone pretending to be your friend with malicious fucking intent.
Yeah, and Sophia Loco said, yeah, it's absolutely grooming, and said, fuck this host.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what's this guy? Oh, he calls himself Star of the Star Report. All right.
He was the only one back there. He came out with the drinks in his hands, mm-hmm. and I took the drink from him.
She got drunk, high, whatever. Something happened in the...
Man, this guy, he... really knows how to lay her. So she got drunk, high, whatever.
Okay. Which is like the thing, like, this is about not even, like, yeah, I think he did it. And yes, yeah, she's a victim and it should be taken seriously. But even from his own perspective, even from his I never did it, you are being nonchalant as fuck about something that you admit almost ruined your life. Like, you almost went to prison. You almost had to be a sex offender. You were almost publicly known and convicted as a fucking rapist. And you're like, my own bitch got high or something. I don't fucking know what the fuck happened. Like, the nonchalance is so telling.
Our neighbor is practicing on the trumpet right now. Funky jams.
In the room with a couple of my dudes. I'm asking them, did they mess with the chick, you know, after the fact, after she pressed charges?
I like how she doesn't have a name.
She doesn't have a name. Now, see, and that's that shit according to her. I thought we were friends. Him, that chick. I don't know.
Yeah, messing with the chick. I like, nobody likes to say the word rape, right? Messing with the chick. Messing with her.
And they was like, no. But they was like, yo, she's bugging. I remember the night of. They was like, yo, she's in here bugging out. She's kicking over the TV and she's trying to set shit on fire. I'm like, what the fuck? Because I had left.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, you left your own house party? With a bunch of drunk niggas you don't know. Hold the fuck up. So you know niggas was drinking. You know niggas was getting high. And there's supposedly all these women there. Females, bro. All these women there. And you left them alone in your house with strange men. All right. Sure. I trust your fucking quality levels. Jesus yeah. Christ.
And then you know how fucking little teenagers have too much to drink, and then they just get all this strength and they're kicking over televisions.
Which is also like, nigga, you ain't noticed that shit when you came home? Fucking noticed your fucking house was broken, nigga?
And why didn't you charge her with personal property damage? How come you weren't pressing no motherfucking charges?
See.
If you were a victim.
See.
Char Kelly. Punk ass nigga. All right.
So, the next morning, I'm hearing she said she got raped. She got raped. So I go to the hood to ask what happened. They like, yeah, you know, my cousin who had got the scholarship, yeah, he's in jail now. What you mean he's in jail? He's in jail. They said he raped the girl. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. I go down to the jailhouse, talk to the detective myself. No, ain't got no one for me. I just told the detective, like, hey, look, I take full responsibility for anything that ever happened in the house last night.
You gonna take the case?
No, but I told her, I said, because I asked around, did anybody fuck up? I'm like, yo, nobody got raped.
I asked, did anybody fuck her? Yep. It was rape. That's, wow, that doesn't happen.
So, like, trustworthy and compassionate and caring. Oozing empathy.
That's why he wanted Hillary on the show.
Shit.
Yada, yada, yada. They didn't even have my cousin and cousins. My other cousins was fucking with me.
Okay. So wait, what? Charlamagne took a...
His other cousin was fucking with him.
So your cousin lied to you and told you your other cousin got locked up and made you go down to the jailhouse? The fuck is wrong with your family?
They're rapists. Of a feather.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's flipping back to a star of the Star Report.
Plea with regards to this case, and it's behind him. You spoke about Charlamagne being on top of you. Is that your official statement, that Charlamagne was on top of you, penetrating you?
Yes.
They was mad they didn't get...
Oh, here we go, and now it's back to him. Now they... Oh, he's saying they were mad. You know how victims are mad before you do something to them.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
They was mad they didn't get invited to the party, hating ass motherfuckers. So my cousin wasn't even in custody, so I went...
Oh, so you're saying niggas that were fucking with him were mad because they didn't get into the party.
Right. The party that was full of all the women.
But she said it was a bunch of dudes there.
Mm-hmm.
Down to the jailhouse for nothing. So I'm like, I take full responsibility for everything. You know, I bought the alcohol. They was like, well, you're not even of age to buy alcohol. And I'm like, well, how'd you get it? Well, I got a crackhead to get it for me. You know,
wait,
whatever.
I thought he said he was 22. Now they're talking about he's not old enough to buy alcohol.
Well, shit, didn't the court record? We need to, let's look up his birth date.
Yeah.
Let's just get the numbers, because he's saying 20, but earlier you came across some information that said he was 22.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, unravel the story. And we're interacting with Sophia Loco in the archive chat space. Oh, no, the Patreon only chat space. Oh, this is exclusive. And said, it's not even a good lie. And said, introduce her to his parents, but won't use her name. Mm-hmm. Ah, paying attention. See, and this is why I gotta have folks that have more neurotransmitters than me around.
So this happened in 2001, and he was born in 1978.
So 20 years to 1998?
So he was 23.
Shit. Oh, you know, I was 20.
So he was either 22 or 23, depending, I don't know what
when your birthday is.
Right. Yeah. So, nigga. Okay.
23. What was I doing when I was 23?
Not raping people.
No, I actually, I was breaking up with somebody, and I fucking left my cardigan at her house when I did it. Damn, that was a good cardigan, man. It was charcoal gray.
I left a cardigan in somebody's dorm room once. It was horrible.
Ah, Jesus. And, when I was 23, I was busting my ass working, 60-hour shifts and whatnot. The longest week that I worked was an 83.5-hour week, and moved into a house. The first time I rented a house.
Yes.
Yeah. What up? What'd you find?
The official police report says that at the time he was arrested for this, or no, at the time that the report was made of the rape itself, the incident report, he was 5'7", 150 pounds, and 22 years of age. So he's already lying. If they said you're not old enough to buy alcohol, nigga, you could buy alcohol when you're 22.
He's 5'7"?
Yes.
I'm bigger than him?
Yes. You should beat the liquidy fuck out of him. Actually, no, you shouldn't, because that's a felony.
Well,
you know.
You can't. Well, I mean, it would take me back to the old days.
Yeah.
Take me back to the old days, then I'll just do a GoFundMe. Hey, support the rapist beater.
Yeah, but yeah, so obviously he's lying when he says that they're like, you can't even drink. He was 22. Yes, the fuck he could.
Yeah. I know I was.
And that's actually June 29th. So this actually happened, like, right before his 23rd birthday.
And you know what? The girlfriend I had that I was breaking up with was 27. You know why? Because I don't like children. I like adults.
Mm.
All right. She was from the Virgin Islands. She was pretty neat. Okay. All right. Let's say back to it. Charlamagne, the fraud, Char Kelly, Bill Charlesby.
We're not there copping out. Please.
Hey, I had to do shit. Damn.
So 2 weeks later, they come and arrest me for criminal sexual conduct with a minor. So I had to get blood and hair follicles.
Off you going down there to initially explain it?
They ain't had nobody else. They depended on. So being that I went down there and took full responsibility, lock him up.
Did it get through, you got indicted on it and everything, or?
Not with the,
Has he ever admitted through any part of that process that he did engage in sexual activity with you, or did he flat out deny that?
From what I was told, he said that it was consensual.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so your mother did go to court.
Wait, what?
Yes, she went.
What up?
That's still not legal, because you're 15 and he's 22. He was 2 weeks away from turning 23. That's still not fucking legal.
He was 7 years older than her. At the age of 15, 7 years is about 48% of your life.
Yeah, that's a lot. And yeah, this happened June 11th. His birthday is June 29th. It was literally like days before he turned 23. And that's illegal. She's 15. That's illegal.
Wait, so 8 years older than her. Never mind. About 53% of her life.
Shit.
There you have it. Well, welcome to it.
Okay.
She went and my uncle went with her.
I went to court. I went to court and they reduced the charges to like contributing to the delinquency of a minor because I had to give blood and all, you know, DNA samples, and it wasn't me. Whoever touched it, it wasn't me.
So, you didn't get no jail time over there?
Nah. I got like probation, like 4 or 5 months probation or something like that.
Something you don't even like, know what the fuck your sentence was?
Oh, yeah, for that 4 or 5 months probation, you know. Hey, people get raped. What happens? So he's saying DNA test. You know, but I want to hear the victim more.
Okay, so you were a minor at the time, and you didn't feel it was necessary to go. And at the same time, this did not go to trial because he took the plea deal, yes?
Right, and it wasn't that I didn't feel it was necessary. I wanted to go, but my mother, she felt differently. She didn't want me there.
Right, okay.
All right, so she's saying her mother. Oh, now they have text up on the screen, and it says, doobadoop, skip doop. At a court of general sessions convened on August 29th, 2001, the grand jurors of Berkeley County present upon their oath that Leonard L. McKelvey did in Berkeley County on or about the 8th day of June 2001 willfully, unlawfully, and feloniously engage in penile vaginal intercourse with a 15-year-old female. This is in violation of 816-3-655. 2 in parentheses of the South Carolina Code of Laws in 1976 as amended. So they wait a second. Let me get this right. Feloniously. Wait, what the?
That was his original charge.
Oh, that's charge. I'm like, wait, is this a guilty or not guilty? What is this?
That's what he was charged with.
That's the charge. I'm not good at reading legalese at all. All right.
So now, after the sexual act took place that you...
The sexual act. No one likes to say the word rape.
Right.
The sexual act. How many euphemisms have we heard? Fucked with her.
Did you fuck her? Did anybody mess with her? Did anybody get with her? The sexual act.
Ah, mess around. All right. Doing a mess around? And we know what you were talking about. All right.
You claim took place. How did you then get home?
The ambulance was called. Mm-hmm. Someone called 911. There was someone who was downstairs, outside, actually. After everyone had left, Malika and I were able to pull ourselves together and help each other downstairs. And we went outside and sat on the curb, and it was just pitch dark. We didn't see anybody. Mm-hmm. Somebody pulled up. I don't know if these guys were at the party earlier or where they had came from, but someone pulled up and got out the car and asked us if we were okay.
Right.
And I believe it was that person who called 911.
Suppose Charlamagne reaches out to you after we do this interview, and he says, hey, I want to give you a settlement, and I want you to recant your story and to call Star a liar. Then what?
Okay. That's a fucking question for your... What kind of question is that?
That's him protecting his reputation in case she does recant, because then he can say he asked her and she answered. So obviously, if she does recant, or I don't think it could be proven she's lying, but if it was proven she's lying, he did his due diligence. Is really, that's a cover-his-ass move, is what that is. Because he's grimy.
to recant your story and to call Star a liar. Then what?
Listen, I don't want that man's money. I don't want nothing from him.
Now, Keith, that's her verbatim quote right there. I don't want that man's money. I don't want nothing from him. Now, I don't like Twitter, but I wouldn't be surprised if over the next week or so, if you go through there and they're just trying to get his money.
Which, by the way, I think I mentioned earlier that the statute of limitations hasn't expired for the sexual assault, but that's only criminally speaking. As far as a civil case to sue him for, like, emotional distress or some shit like that, that has reached its statute of limitations. She can't actually sue him for money even if she wanted to.
Huh.
So, like, the only possible way for her to get money is if he did just offer her shit and they came to some sort of contractual agreement that way. But she can't even legally sue him, civilly speaking, in civil court for damages. So the money thing is really not looking likely.
Oh, no, man. Like, she is a black woman. And you know how that's who was always tearing the black man down. You saw how those black women ran up and shot Tamir Rice?
Shot that boy. Females,
dog. You saw them females, that real light-skinned one, kind of flat-chested, choked out Eric Garner?
Yeah.
You saint her. Yeah, I think that she took skin lightening cream and changed her name to Pantalicia. You saint her. Yeah. These things happen. Yeah. You know, I think... I'll do this and one more story, and that'll be the whole show.
Yeah.
And the whole thing will be free.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Fuck it. I hate doing exclusive content because I don't like excluding people.
I know.
Fucking Christ. But I'm poor, damn it. And I have medical bills coming. Don't make me change this show to the Black Resistance. And all we're going to talk about is everything Russia did to everybody and how Bernie Bros. Like, that's why I don't have followers on Twitters, because Bernie Russians, Russian bot Bernies, Vladimir Sanders fucking hacked my account and deleted all my followers. I had 3 million followers on Twitter. Okay? But then Jill Stein...
Yes.
...fucking sold me some fake green and smoked them all out.
Why? Why? Fact. See, y'all, that's too fucking funny. Don't make us sell out, please. Please don't make us sell out.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. All right, this, and we're going through this whole 12-minute and 18-second video. All right, and this is on the YouTubes, Star with the Star Report.
I just want people to know who he really is. He's a liar. I have been dealing with this for over 15 years. My life has never been the same since that night. My relationships with my family and my friends have suffered because of it. Mentally, I suffer. Emotionally, I suffer. So I don't want nothing from him. I don't want to speak to him, and I don't want to seem angry, but there is still a part of me that's upset because he took something from me. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't even like him like that. And when I first met him, he expressed that he liked me in that way. But I told him, you know, no, we could just be friends. And that was that. Those were not the dynamics of our relationship. We were just friends.
Did he... Got to stop putting him in the girlfriend zone. See, and it's like, oh, don't want to be in the girlfriend zone? Well, here comes rape victim zone because he's a rapist. Char Kelly. All right, let's see.
Those were not the dynamics of our relationship. We were just friends.
Did he come to your house? Did he come to your house on occasion to pick you up or to hang out at your house and just, you know, relax with you and your family?
He came to my house. Came to my house twice. The first time he came, he met my mom because he was taking me and one of my best friends out for lunch. That was the first time he came and met my mom. And then another time he came to see me, but I wasn't there. And that's when my brother, Jamel, answered the door and told him I wasn't around. So he came by my house twice. And then, well, actually three times. The third time was when he picked me up to go to the beach party.
The beach party.
So he came by my house. My mom knew who he was. My brother knew who he was. You know, we knew each other. We had a friendship, or so I thought.
Right. So now, at that time, and according to court documents, you were 15 years of age. Did you meet Charlamagne when you were 15 or 14?
I met him when I was 15. I met him through someone named Rico. And Rico, he was like a local DJ. He did music as well.
Okay.
And Rico was, I don't know, we went to the radio station. I think it was Z93 radio station where Charlamagne worked at the time. Mm. They were just talking about music, and I rode with Rico over there. And that's how I met Charlamagne. I didn't know who he was prior to that. Mm. I never heard of him. I didn't know him. I didn't even know how he got my number because he called me a couple of days afterwards. Mm. So I assumed he got it from Rico. Okay. But I know I didn't give it to him.
So now, did you ever tell...
Even that, though, is like, that's like that gross invasion of privacy shit. Like, Rico is not your friend either if he's just giving random niggas your phone number.
Shit, he's a rape accomplice. Really? I mean, and for the people that are like pro-Sesta Fosta and all that, y'all need to be going after Rico's ass, right? I mean, in the logic, consistent with what you believe. All right.
Charlamagne, I'm 15, or did he even ask, or was that never part of the conversation?
Yeah, he knew I was 15. He knew I was still in high school. I told him.
Mm-hmm. If I can just say this, you have to find resolve within yourself. I don't think that the media, I don't think that anything by way of something that may happen.
This nigga, this team light skin right here.
Hmm.
This brother. All right, here he goes. You have to find resolve within yourself, says the non-rape victim. Or so I know so far. Mm. I don't know.
Happened to Charlamagne is going to give you any form of peace of mind. So opening up to others may help you in the long run.
Nigga, she's opening up right now and you just said shut the fuck up. Yo, fuck this star nigga too. Mm-hmm. Nigga, I'll knock what's left of your black off your ass.
Right.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Mm-hmm. I'm fine. I just want my life back. And even though I have so much going for me, I still feel like sometimes I'm just not all there because of that situation.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll talk to you in a day or two, okay?
Okay.
Okay, have a good night.
All right, thanks. You
take care now, Jessica. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. And that's Mr. Star of the Star Report. And now you have, so this Charlamagne nigga was talking about beating up a girlfriend.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Hold on. Before we get to that, you know what Charlamagne didn't say in that interview, though? He's like, I don't know. They did the DNA test and blah, blah. What they didn't say is that the hospital confirmed she was indeed sexually assaulted.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, they did a rape kit immediately and confirmed that she was sexually assaulted.
Oh, man.
He kind of left that part out.
Remember back when they used to do rape kits? Wild times, man. Wild times. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, shit was pretty ill. I think Eminem was still in his 20s. A lot of them were still in their 20s. Ah, the old days. Now they're in Philadelphia. Just kind of like, they probably have their own warehouse at this point. Jesus Christ. All right.
At the height of it, there were 620,000 untested kits across the country. That being said, Cook County, which is like Chicagoland area, is about half untested. About 50% of rape kits are untested.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, all right. He's going to say something amazing. All right. Charlamagne the Fraud. I like that.
Yep. All right. Let's see. So he's talking about... And this is like right on like... This isn't like some caught on tape shit.
Yeah, he knows he's being recorded.
Yeah, this is on purpose.
Are you surprised that Rihanna got back with Chris after the violent incident?
Nah, I'm not surprised, man. The reason I'm...
He's not surprised, and the reason he's not surprised, he's going to break down. Let me fix the graphic equalizer on that.
Not surprised because we all done put our hands on our chick.
Oh, yeah, I'm always doing that. Well, it's like... Do the show prep anime, and then we just get to womping around. Yeah, everybody's doing it. What the fuck? All right, apparently that's what he thinks is normal.
Well, he's a rapist.
Yeah, he thinks everybody beats and rapes women. Because if everyone doesn't beat and rape women, then he has to look in the mirror and deal with the fact that that's you and some other cats.
Put our hands on our chick. At some point, hey, y'all can sit there and act like y'all haven't. You choked your chick at the least, pinched her.
Choked? What the fuck? Choked? What?
Wow.
I can't even get my... Like, I can't even want to do that. Like, I can't even want to. At least pinched. And then he just went to something that's not even violent. That's just... we pinch each other all the fucking time. Choke. Yeah, maybe in Wine Cellar After Dark. But there's procedures.
And safe words.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've dated a fair amount of people in my life. Never been choked by a single one, so...
Choked. And then... All right. So, and he's short. Everybody done it.
Shit.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, that happens. Things happen.
So you put your hands on a girl before?
Yeah, I've definitely put my hands on a girl before. Yeah. That's something that it's something you learn from. You learn from your mistakes.
How serious was it?
How is it a mistake if everybody's doing it?
Isn't that just normal if it's everybody just... So apparently I'm the one making the mistake by not doing it. I gotta learn from not choking these hoes.
This nigga does not try to make sense when he says words.
This is why I'm not a fan. I check out so much shit that I disagree with, but I cannot... And I subscribe to that show. They have a program called The Brilliant Idiots. I subscribe to it. I think I played like 6 episodes, and I was like, I'm out. I can't listen to this fucking guy. Yeah. And you know, I listen to some bullshit.
I know.
Indeed, Miss Ma'am. All right. 2.5 years of Alex Jones. Gus T. Renegade. Almost all the Francis Quest Welsing interviews.
Yeah.
Neely Fuller clips. I listen to that. My Skin Is My Sin. Those new street nigga hoteps. Tariq Nasheed. Bob Seska. I listen to some bullshit and analyze their shit. And folks, okay, there are niggas I like too. I like Black Agenda Report.
Yes.
I like Peter B. Collins.
Yes.
You know, I like Benjamin Dixon before the election.
Yes.
Pre-2017 Benjamin Dixon was pretty solid. I like Nicole Sandler. Nicole Sandler is pretty dope. Keep in mind, and if you don't, you're like, oh, who the fuck is Nicole Sandler? Run it back to the debate stage. When somebody asked that horrible evil man Bernie Sanders if he thinks terrorists are the biggest threat, and Bernie Sanders said it was still climate change, he got that answer from Nicole Sandler when she interviewed him on her show way before he was running. Like, she told him that because he didn't agree with her when she brought it up to him, and then she explained it to him, and like a representative of the constituents, he took what the constituents think and brought it to the main stage.
Yes.
All right. But
Katie Halper.
I fuck with Katie Halper shit.
I like Struggle Sessions.
Nigga ass juice Struggle Sessions. Though there should be Struggle Sessions. Y'all need put out more free content. This nigga should be like 6 minutes. Hey, y'all think this is cruel, nigga. All right, shit, who shit do I fuck with that I like? World Socialist website, they be on and off with me because, like, they get on some weird shit. Like, the World Socialist website, they call the Me Too movement a witch hunt. They're on that shit. Yeah, like, so yeah, it's
who's
hard to fuck
with
them.
The sex workers?
Whorecast?
Yes.
Yeah, I fuck with Whorecast. Yeah, man. All right, so back to, Char Kelly.
Well, it was this one time, it was this girl I was dating. I was young, I was like 16. And she was having sex with this dude.
Now,
that was like,
based on his math from the last go round of this shit.
Woo!
When he says 16, he mean like 19? Probably like 19.
Yeah, you curve Charlemagne the Fraud by 3.
Which means she was probably 15 again.
Or if it's by percentage of his life, he was 21.
Yeah.
And so he was just a little bit from meeting the rape victim. He was like, I got to beat before I rape. I got to fucking...
It's a progression of violence, man. It's a thing.
There you go. Hey, he was just evolving.
Whew.
24, 25, and I knew she was banging, dude. I literally sat outside this dude's house and listened to him fucking the shit out my little 15-year-old pussy. Mind you, I'm...
What the fuck did he just say?
He's 24, 25, and I sat outside his house listening to him fuck the shit out of my little 15-year-old pussy.
Wait, I thought he said he was 19, 18...
No, he said that he was, 16. Oh. But we curve him up by 3.
So who's the 24, 25?
Some guy that she was cheating on. Oh, the
guy
that,
the other guy was, yeah, okay.
The other guy that, and apparently it's his pussy, it belongs to him.
It belongs to him.
And it seems that he's a bit judgmental about age difference. Guess he was still evolving. Let's give it a running start. Go ahead.
This dude that was like 24, 25, and I knew she was banging, dude. I literally sat outside this dude's house and listened to him fucking the shit out my little 15-year-old pussy. Mind you, I'm 16, she's 15. This nigga's 24, you're a fucking pedophile. Of course you're gonna fuck the shit out of her. I mean...
What?
Hey!
Whoa!
Hey!
My nigga!
Hey, that guy's a pedophile. I'm just partying with chicks.
Because 22 is not a pedophile. 24 is where it becomes a problem.
Yeah, hey, the gray area becomes black and white.
That's
there.
You know what? That's why he did it right before his birthday, because once he turned 23, he would have been a pedophile. He only had, like, 2 weeks.
Hey, this guy, hey, he's a guy that has standards, okay?
This guy's fucking horrible.
All right, hey, yay, 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 yay. Some people have, you know, morals and whatnot.
I'm feeling a lot more judgmental about that woman on his show. Like, this is the man you choose to work with? Okay.
Screaming crazy. So I'm sitting there, eyes watering. So, like, a week later, me being the sucker I am, you know, I'm back with her, I'm fucking her, and I come fast. So she pushes me off her, and she goes, "That's why I'm fucking such and such now." Oh, my nigga, I just saw white. I just saw white and red.
Wait, those are elbows. Those are elbows.
Oh, he started elbowing her. Or something.
He beat the fuck out of her.
Is that how he simulates fighting? All right.
We butt naked.
He's making it. This is funny.
You know, I bet you because he's laying on top of her because they just had sex, so she's right underneath him and he's laying on her, hitting her with elbows.
Over her fucking ribs.
Yeah.
Jesus fucking Christ with this fucking guy.
Under me.
Wait, no, he said she pushed him off.
Yeah, but then he said he was back on top of her.
Oh, shit. Okay. All right. Jesus Christ, this fucking guy. All right. So, mute R. Kelly. Mute Char Kelly. YouTube, delete everything he did. Delete all his shit. I know it's monetized, too. I don't give a fuck.
So, it's like, yo, shit.
Why are they fucking laughing, you know, about mean, that, like, though? That's not funny. That's not fucking funny. Because it's not even just him laughing. It's who's that, Vlad interviewing him? He's fucking laughing too. Fuck that nigga too.
Yep, that's somehow. Let's see where this goes. It has about 44 more seconds.
Like, shit happens, yo. Like, what
are you doing? Yeah, shit happens. He turned all that deliberate activity into, shit happens. Mm. Yeah, That's what I was doing. What were some of the fellas that listened to the wine cellar? What were you doing when you were 15? You were just kind of elbowing girls? All right. That's it. Let them wrap it up.
I think, no one will ever really know. I mean, I guess outside of Chris and Rihanna. But what do you think really happened in that car to make Chris just bug out?
You know what?
You think the finger in the hand?
Yeah, this is the thing, right? And I fuck with
Rihanna. Caribbean women.
Exactly.
I have a bit of a reputation for being crazy. Shout out to all my Caribbean women. Exactly. I love y'all.
Okay, so apparently just Caribbean women are crazy. It's, again, I actually, earlier in this episode, I just said I was with somebody from the Virgin Islands.
Yep.
She never attacked me.
Which is the thing, though. Like, it's, okay. So let's just go with your whack-ass theory. Caribbean women are crazy. Why you dating one then? Why you around them then?
Oh, you know, sometimes you think with the little head and not the big head. So you're okay if I make jokes about your penis being small? You bet not. Mm-hmm. Men are fucked up. Yeah. And older men keep fucking up boys and making more fucked up men. Men shouldn't be allowed to raise boys. We really don't need fathers in the home. Get men the fuck out.
But that's exactly what it was. She's Caribbean. It's only but so many times you're going to tell me, go suck your mother. Go suck your mother, Chris. Rihanna probably was beating up on Chris for a long time, man. And Chris probably just...
Now, and again, that language, she was beating up on Chris. Because when a woman says words to you, that's getting beat up. When you beat a woman, that's shit happening.
Yeah, sometimes it just happens. What can you do?
Yeah, hey, we all choked him. We all did a little choking.
It just frustrated him, so it all came out in that car that day. But, you know, man, like I said, man, people make mistakes.
Are you surprised that Rihanna
That's not a mistake, after... though, to repeatedly continue to ball up your fist and punch somebody multiple times is not a mistake. That is an intentional series of actions.
And, Fallon Loco and Sophia Loco in the archive chat space. Okay, Fallon Loco joined and said, we all, who is we, right? Who the fuck is we? I'm not you niggas. And my nigga Michael Wright is not you niggas. We don't fuck with you niggas. Fallon Loco, FallonKitty.com also said, how can he so casually objectify a child? Because he wasn't old enough to be a pedophile yet. When you're 23, you're not a pedophile. You're just partying with chicks.
Partying with chicks.
Just partying. I know Feast Leader did some show prep. And I think this one, two episodes in, and I'm already breaking the streak of having paid content and free content. I'm breaking the fucking streak But I do want to, I found this one interesting. I saw the headline while I was on break at work, and I saved it. Okay. It with the Face Boo's save feature. And this is inter and esting, little Becky Lives Matter for you. Little Becky, this is coming off of WCY News 5, going over to Johnson City. All right. Now, a Johnson City woman, this here Johnson City woman entered an Alford plea in May to the charge of shooting her husband in 2016 and was sentenced Wednesday in Washington County, Tennessee Criminal Court. I ain't a saying. Even, like, this is my nuance with white people. Is I don't think white women just fucking shoot their white husbands just out of nowhere, right? Fucking, you know, she was out there, you know, setting up the volleyball net for the summer in the backyard and just thought, God damn, I really want to shoot somebody. Fuck. I don't have a badge, so I'm not just going to go shoot a black kid. You know, not everybody gets the Zimmerman treatment. But fuck, Dave is right in there. He won't suspect shit. He'll think I'm coming to give him a beer or something. This is going to be awesome. White women don't just do that. What the fuck did Dave do? I just made up a name for him. All right. So shooting her husband in 2016. She was sentenced Wednesday in Washington County, Tennessee Criminal Court. Her name is Kiva Ann Delaney. And she will serve 30 days in jail every June, beginning in 2019, what for 9 years. Yo.
What the absolute fuck?
When I was on break, I read up to that point, and I stopped and said, this is going on the show. What the fuck is that shit?
Wait, so every June. Just June.
I guess this is her Handmaid's Tale.
Just June. Just what county was this?
Son of a brisket. Washington County in Tennessee.
So is that her name in June of Washington County?
Woo! Of Washington. Which really could be fun. If I never went to foster care, that would be your Handmaid's Tale name. That's a long-ass name.
Of Washington.
Jesus Christ. Nobody's going to keep saying that. They're just going to start calling you Ovie. Lovey Ovie, nigga. All right, yeah, this is outstanding, right? So, 30 days in June, beginning in 2019 for 9 years, according to court information for her conviction on a voluntary manslaughter charge. An Alford plea means Delaney did not admit guilt, but acknowledges there is enough evidence to convict her.
What the fuck?
I ain't guilty, but y'all got enough evidence. I ain't cooked no cake, but I mean, I was the only one in the kitchen and there is a cake. And I mean, the bite marks in the side of the cake do match my dental records. But I ain't cooked shit.
I'm not saying I didn't. I'm just saying I know you can prove I did. Okay. Okay. That's great. That's fantastic. Let's go with that.
Yeah, that's an empty bottle of Jameson. And my blood alcohol level is way over the legal limit. But I ain't gonna admit that I drank. I ain't drank shit. All right, this is fantastic. His name is Aaron Delaney, a 26-year-old individual, was pronounced dead when the police fellers arrived to the couple's apartment complex in Edna Drive. The police fellers told News 5 that an altercation between the two took place prior to the shooting. The victim died from a single gunshot wound to the chest.
Ooh.
Kiva Delaney claimed the gun accidentally went off during the fight. Yeah, you know, because sometimes you just fight with guns. Sometimes it's kind of, yeah.
Well, I mean, it's really boring if you don't fight with guns.
Yeah, how you gonna, it's a tickle fight. You always use guns in tickle fights.
Yes.
Especially has a bayonet on it. Is that the right word?
Yes, yes. Yeah. The bayonet is good for tickling. Bayonets are good for tickling.
Yeah, reopen your belly button. I tell you what, remember your belly button used to be a whole thing.
Yeah.
That's not just there for no reason, folks. That's intelligent design.
Yes.
All right. So that's your full free wine cellar. Oh. Everybody gets it. It's an hour. We want an hour. You want to do all your little juice stuff? Jesus Christ. Phoenix always...
What?
Yes, let's give him this one.
No, we'll do it. We'll save it all for tomorrow.
Yeah, because
I think the only thing I just want to mention is Stormy Daniels, probably.
Yes, do it, do it, do it. Yes.
And I'll save the rest of them for tomorrow. So Stormy Daniels, who everybody knows is the porn performer at the center of the political storm involving President Trump, has been arrested, according to her lawyer. This was last night. While she was performing Wednesday night at Sirens, a strip club in Columbus, she was arrested after some patrons, quote, touched her in a non-sexual way.
The fuck?
Yes, she got arrested because patrons touched her.
Hey, you can't just go around shaking fellas' hands.
Not in a strip club.
It's the firm handshake felony. It's a firm felony.
Her lawyer, Michael Avenatti, who talks shit about Democrats, just received word my client, Stormy Daniels, was arrested in Columbus while performing the same act she's performed across the nation at nearly 100 clubs. This was obviously a setup and politically motivated. Reeks of desperation, will fight on all bogus charges. That was his Twitter. She was arrested for allegedly allowing a customer to touch her while on stage in a non-sexual manner. Are you kidding? They're devoting law enforcement resources to sting operations like this. There has to be higher priorities. Daniels wound up posting bond, and then they have her mugshot. So it turns out that this law was actually put in place to protect strippers so that if a client touches you in a way you don't like, you have legal recourse. They're not allowed to touch you. Obviously, that's not what they're using the law for.
Then I wonder if that was the intent of the law, if that's not what they're using it for.
The law, I think, was like 10 years old, and it's only been used like 4 times. It's just not a law that gets used. So that happened last night. This morning, or early afternoon, charges against Stormy Daniels are dismissed after Ohio strip club arrest.
And they're talking about wasting money on police doing bullshit? Because I could have swore one day on the way to work, there were cops standing on top of Dunkin' Donuts talking about cop on a roof, give me some money.
There was. That was a thing.
The fuck? Yes. Yeah, nigga, are you fucking shitting me? I'm pretty sure there were cops high-fiving folks at the Women's March.
Yep.
Oh yeah, on the clock protecting the Klan, which yes. You know, the Klan and the unarmed Negroes. Protect the Klan.
Protect the Klan.
Yeah, you get all that melanin on them. Holy shit.
Yeah. So charges against film actress adult film actress Stormy Daniels have been dropped after she was arrested for allegedly touching three undercover detectives while performing at an Ohio strip club. Which is like the extra grimy thing is because this was a strip tease. She was mostly naked, so they were actually grabbing on her boobs. Like that, the contact was her boobs. So basically, they got paid to go undercover, watch her strip, touch her boobs, and then arrest her for not being mad that they touched her boobs.
I'm pretty sure during the arresting and taking out to the car process, there was no oops accident touch again.
Especially since one of the officers was a female officer. Yeah, two males and a female officer.
Oh yeah, because throwing that one in there, that makes it good because she's gonna watch those guys. You know how Caroline is.
Right,
exactly. She doesn't tolerate that nonsense. She goes bowling with us.
Exactly. Daniels, who gained notoriety after suing Trump following an alleged affair, had faced three misdemeanor counts of illegally touching a patron. Three misdemeanor. All right. Under an Ohio law passed in 2007, an employee who regularly appears nude or semi-nude at a sexually oriented business is prohibited from touching patrons. Okay. But because Daniels does not regularly appear at the club, the charges were dismissed according to court documents. I have determined that these crimes were not committed based on the fact Ms. Clifford has not made regular appearances at this establishment as required under the law, said Columbus City attorney Zach Klein in a statement after reviewing the case. Daniels had planned to plead not guilty to all three misdemeanor charges. The arrest of Daniels and two others was part of a, quote, are you ready?
No. No. Nope, not doing this. Ending the show. Bye. What is it?
The arrest of Daniels and two others for touching was, quote, part of a long-term investigation into allegations of human trafficking.
Well, yeah. You know how pornography performers that have had interactions with El Presidente.
Yes.
Are getting snatched up.
Yes.
They're all missing.
Yes.
I don't know what's happening. Where's, what's some of their fucking names? Where's Shy Reeves? I seen Shy Reeves on a video some time ago. Where's it? Missing. Gone.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Mm-hmm. It's be gone.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Long-term investigation into human trafficking.
Yes. By touching boobs. That's where the real human trafficking begins. Touching people. Touch. I'm a human trafficker right now.
Oh, yeah. Because the thing is, a lot of them got that plastic surgery, put that silicone in there.
Yes.
And you never, that could be silicone or that could be someone being trafficked in there.
Mm-hmm.
They could just be folded down.
Like a whole person in the silicone, in the boobs?
Yeah.
Okay. And
you gotta think, the nipple, there is a little hole in there. That's the breathing hole.
That's the breathing hole inside the nipple?
Yeah, okay. So the cop has to put his mouth on the nipple and suck to see if a straw comes out.
Yeah.
Hey, police work is hard.
Police work is hard.
Being a cop is hard. You gotta fucking put your face in boobies.
Mm-hmm.
Operation Motorboat.
That's a fantastic operation.
This show's just, we're being tacky.
We are.
I'm being tacky.
Yeah, so the 2007 law says dancers are not allowed to have contact with customers and must maintain a one-arm distance from them. If the space is violated by customers, the customers are generally escorted out. If a dancer violates it, management takes care of the matter. However, dancers at this club said in 2.5 years they've worked there, they've never actually seen anybody get arrested for this. I'm all for following the rules and going by the book, no touching, no this, no that, but also at the same time, in my opinion, I feel like what happened was completely harmless. She was putting on a show and people were paying money. Why not? According to Lakin Curry, who has been working at this particular gentleman's club for some time. So yeah, so she was arrested and now charges have been dropped because that's what we're doing.
And Jan Loco in the archive chat space said, Operation Motor, and it said long term equals 15 seconds.
Yes.
And Jan Loco, you should check. I think you should be in there. If you're not, let me know in the WineCellarMedia.com supporters group. Because then you get the audio that we do that's through the microphones and running through the mixing board. Because the free feed audio, that's the smart device over there far away from us where we have to project our voices over to it. All right. So paypal.me/phoenixandwilliam, patreon.com/wineCellarMediaFund. I think you can have a good one.
Well, at least you didn't call them fuck faces again.
At least I didn't call them fuck faces again. Fuck faces again. Yo, yo, yo. So let me get on the microphone and just say this. It's about time I call you fuck faces. You face fuckers. You punk motherfuckers don't want to touch us. Run up. Niggas cannot trust us. We grimy ass niggas. And we hit the scene. Can't tell if she's 20 or 15. Everybody done choked them and pinched them. Everybody's like me because I hit them. Charlemagne Char Kelly is a grimy nigga. Needs to get punched in his face like quicker. Sooner than later. Take him out. Then punch that nigga in the mouth and all that. This, that, and the other old ass shit. Shit. All right. I'm out of there. Doop a doo. Skippy flippy doo. Ba doop doop a doo. Venus Kalita is a Jew.